everybody.
Ken, Colleen, and Kurt.
Star 102.5.
Time to talk about another movie that's out this weekend with our friend Gray Drake. She is Ms. Movie Phone. Before we get to a clip from Shaft, so we were also talking this week about foods you've never had. So the ones that, you know, everybody, it seems like everybody's had it but you. What would it be for you, Gray?
I don't think that I've ever actually had liver.
Oh, gosh. You're blessed.
Yes, you are. That is.
Yeah.
No, my mother used to make me eat that when she was pregnant with my sister. My sister's 10 years younger than me. And so she'd say, oh, I need all this iron.
Parents would make me eat it, and then one of my best friends loves it, and he orders it whenever we go out to dinner.
Oh, they
he
sell
thinks,
it?
He thinks that's funny.
Hilarious.
Well, because if you think about the liver's job in the body, it cleanses toxins.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And so I don't understand why you would want to rip that out of an animal and then eat it.
Right.
I could come up with reasons to eat literally every other piece of an animal.
Yeah. Well, yeah, right. If I'm going to have toxins to eat, I'm going to get it off the street just like you're supposed to.
Right.
Right. I'm going to some fast food joint.
Well, that's not what I meant, Carl, but sure. Okay.
Jeez. You're so streetwise, Carl. Yeah, I got myself a cheeseburger on the corner of 6th and Grand.
It's all the toxins on me.
All right, here's that clip from Shaft.
Hi, I'm looking for
Shaft.
Mm-hmm.
Who's asking?
John Shaft Jr. Your son.
My son. Junior?
Yeah.
Uh-oh.
So that was probably the only clip that you could use that didn't have swears.
That is correct. That is absolutely correct. 9 minutes of sifting through a lot of swears. A
lot of swears. And so I got to say, though, that's what Shaft has in abundance is finally, we get to see Nick Fury letting some F-bombs drop.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And that's exactly how we like Sam Jackson. So for fans of the Shaft franchise, this one is very, very different than the other movies.
Really? Okay.
They decided that this one needed to be funny.
Okay.
I know. Mm-hmm. Yeah, your response is pretty overwhelming.
Yeah.
So Jesse T. Usher was in Independence Day 2, and he plays the youngest member of the Shaft clan. And his friend has overdosed, but he believes he's been murdered. So he is a very straight-laced FBI data analyst. He follows the rules. He respects women. He's a very good kid, right?
Right.
And he has decided to be everything that his father, played by Sam Jackson, is not.
Okay, I was going to say, Apple did not fall close to this tree.
No.
No.
Correct, yes. And so, unfortunately for Shaft Jr., he really needs to solve what he thinks is a murder case. And he has to call the only person who doesn't follow the rules, and that's
Shaft.
Can you dig it?
Well done. Gray and I are taking this show on the road.
Sure.
and so this movie is mostly just a very long series of, like, what are you doing? What are you doing?
Okay.
Okay. Yeah.
I have to say that I laughed a lot. I really enjoyed it. There is a lot of action. They do get into a lot of fights and stuff. But it's not great.
Okay.
It's not like rewriting the book on Shaft. But you're going to see Richard Roundtree, Sam Jackson, and Jesse T. Usher. And it's, you know, it's entertaining. But I will tell you that doing interviews for this movie, this week's Ms. Movie Phone Show, it was like a very watershed moment for me.
Uh-huh.
Because I decided to do one of the dumbest bits I've ever done in my life, which is saying something.
Can't wait to watch. All right.
You have not lived until you have sat across from the great Richard Roundtree and have had him stare at you like you belong in an insane asylum.
Awesome.
All right. Gray Drake, our friend, she is Ms. Movie Phone, joins us on Fridays to talk about the movies. Of course, look for the Ms. Movie Phone show. It's out every weekend, a new episode, and we link it to the Ken, Colleen, and Kurt page, star1025.com. We share it on our Facebook page, too, so easy for you to find. And you have a great weekend, Gray. Thank you so much.
And these reviews are...
Take care. More fun in the mornings.
Ken, Colleen, and Kurt on Star 102.5.